talks about what a special summer it could be, and there's also a lot of talk, isn't there, about this Olympic legacy. Do you think there will be an Olympic legacy from what we see this summer?
I think there's already been a legacy, without any question. You look at the Olympic Park, that is essentially a legacy project. It's a regeneration project for the East End of London, and I think it will be phenomenally successful. A huge amount of activity has already happened across the whole of the UK, people having a chance to join in with sporting events, cultural events, that they never would have been able to do otherwise. You've got, you know, a great business story, all the contracts that have been won by businesses across the UK. And then this thing that I'm involved with today, I think, is a great initiative.
You've been up the telecom tower today, is that right, Jonathan? Are you still there?
Looking at the London weather, rolling across, I can see the Olympic Park in the distance. Because what we always talked about was the inspiration of the Games, inspiring young people particularly, but anybody, to get involved with sport. So the idea of joining UK is to have a nationwide network of events which people can take part in once the Games are over. That's always the moment when you think, oh, I must, it's quite like Wimbledon and tennis, isn't it? I must play tennis. Where can I play tennis? Well, joininuk.org is the website. People can log on there, put their postcode in, and find out an event near them. So what I've been trying to do, I've been on the phone to all sorts of clubs and stuff to get them to register an event they're going to put on between the Olympics and Paralympics. So when whoever does log on around the country, they can find something near them.
I'm surprised you haven't got a sore throat today, and you are speaking to us on the phone because you've had a busy day, Jonathan.
I've had a busy day. I've never done one of these telephone things before. It's actually quite fun.
Could be a job in the call centre for you. You're in good company as well today, aren't you? Because there's a few great names in and around you.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've all left at the moment.
Last man standing.
I think Big John Regis was in. I'm not quite sure who else, but yeah, we've had a steady stream. People come through. Look, everybody who's in the Olympic team or has been in the Olympic team will have appreciated, you know, where they started, the volunteers which put events on, and you kind of want to give back. Simple as that.
And we've talked about the legacy, we've talked about the medal haul as well. Who are you particularly looking forward to seeing in action at the Games this summer?
I think there will probably be no more dramatic moment, and it won't be a moment, it'll last for about 27 minutes, than Mo Farah in the 10,000 metres. The way those races build up in intensity, lap after lap after lap, and you're wondering, you know, who's going to break first, who's going to kick, when are they going to kick, is it going to be 3 laps out, 2 laps out, are they going to leave it to the last 200 metres? And Mo's such a lovely guy. I think, you know, the whole country's fallen in love with him this last year or so, when he's become a world beater. But that 10,000 metres, which I think is either on the Friday night or the Saturday night, the first